Yes, sir. Good morning. It's Wednesday on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Does that sound a little familiar? Does that remind you of maybe crawfish, perhaps? Well, there's a reason for that, because today we're talking to Margaret Ann West with Fiesta Pensacola about the upcoming Crawfest Festival. All righty.
Yes, ma'am. We're ready.
Hey.
End of the month coming up.
Good morning, Margaret Ann. Welcome to Pep Talk.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Does this mean you're an expert? Because this is the expert panel. Does this now mean that not only are you an expert on Fiesta, but you are also an expert on crawfish?
I'm as close to an expert as you can get. I'm not going to claim expertness because I know someone's better, but I'm pretty close.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it now. Okay. For folks who maybe don't know, tell us a little bit about Fiesta Pensacola. And because this is a year-round event, you and I have talked before. She's been on the show before. But, you know, sometimes people move here. They don't know. Maybe it's the first time they've ever listened to this show.
Yes.
Tell us a little about Fiesta.
Fiesta Pensacola was founded 76 years ago. We celebrated our 75th anniversary last year with a big celebration throughout the year. We're celebrating 76 years
this year. Really.
We celebrate the founding of Pensacola by Don Tristan de Luna in 1559. So that it was created to celebrate Pensacola. Celebrate Pensacola being first, because as most everyone knows, we are America's first settlement. We just had a minor break because of a hurricane, but we came back better than ever. So we spend the whole year celebrating Pensacola's founding through fun events, fun and frivolity, we like to say. Celebrate our heritage with the community in a variety of ways, and some of those ways being the upcoming Crawfish Festival, as well as the Fiesta celebration in the summer and the Seafood Festival at the end of September, as well as about 40 other events in between.
All are my favorites. I love all of them. They're so much fun, and they're just part of the tradition of Pensacola, really.
Yes, we are celebrating our 40th annual Pensacola Crawfish Festival this year.
Get out. Are you serious?
40 years of crawfish.
Wow. And so you would think that would be like a Louisiana kind of thing.
I know.
Because Pensacola, we're pretty east of that area.
We are.
To have had it for 40, I didn't realize that.
We are, yes, 40 years, and our crawfish actually is from Louisiana, so
okay.
We still get the traditional Louisiana feel from our crawfish company, Cordova Crawfish Company. They're a local group that cooks the crawfish, for the Crawfish Festival. They've been doing it for the past few years. They are fantastic, delicious. I got to have a test batch a couple weeks ago.
Oh, boy.
Our presenting sponsor is the Pensacola Ice Flyers.
Oh, fun.
So we had a test batch of crawfish with the team. And that was hilarious, because a lot of these Ice Flyers have never had crawfish.
Well, sure, when you think about it,
right.
They're not from down south, boy.
I know. Haven't seen crawfish.
And this is down south stuff right here.
Yes, so that was a lot of fun. You can check out some pictures of that on our social medias as well as the Pensacola Ice Flyers. There are some funny pictures for sure.
I love that.
Yes.
Okay, so dates, times, everything, so we can get it on our calendars now.
Awesome. Last weekend in April, April 25th, 26th, and 27th. Friday, we are open 11 to 11. Saturday, we're open 10 to 11. And Sunday, we are open 11 to 5. And it's in downtown Pensacola, the traditional festival park, Seville Square, as well as Fountain Park, which is that smaller park right across Zaragoza near Pensacola Bay Brewery. We take up those two parks throughout all 3 days.
It's incredible. It really is a celebration, you see. But here's the thing. So I have a confession.
Uh-oh.
I don't really like them.
You don't like them? You don't like how they taste, or you don't like the having to do all of the peeling and everything yourself?
You know what it is? I can't get past how they look.
Oh, yeah.
It's a visual thing for me.
I'll give it to you.
It's okay. It's a visual thing.
Yes.
However, I've also supported the Crawfish Festival on the beach with Bamboo Willies. That's coming up as well.
Yes.
So it's like I have an affinity for it because it's so much fun, and it's always, I've actually had to serve them up.
Oh, wow.
By like scooper, you know, when you're serving up
the big
plates of it.
The legit.
You just, yeah.
The,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
So I've been
the
there,
night.
Done that. I'm a supporter of it. Just, you know, every year I try one.
Yes, you just have to have one.
Yeah, I try one every year.
It's like my father-in-law. He has to do one backflip a year just to make sure he can still do it.
Oh, good for
him. You eat one crawfish a year just to
support it. So I support it. I'm not a naysayer or anything like that, but I know people love their crawfish.
Yes, they do. And Cordova Crawfish does a fantastic job. Like I said, I got to test their first batch this season, and it is fantastic. Perfect amount of spice, corn, sausage, potatoes.
Wow.
The whole nine.
Yeah, oh no, it's very cool. I like the corn and the potato part.
Yes, doused in the seasonings.
Yeah, the seasoning's great. So what else happens? happens at the festival? Because there's more than just crawfish.
Yes, there's more than just crawfish. There are a variety of other food vendors as well. So if you don't like crawfish, if you don't like the way they look, but you like the taste, there are going to be vendors that are serving crawfish items. Mm-hmm. That's not necessarily boiled crawfish, but we have crawfish etouffee, crawfish cornbread, things like
that. No, I like it like that. If it's cooked in, or like I love an etouffee. I love a crawfish bisque I've had before is really good.
Yes, so a lot of our vendors will be offering crawfish items, but also other seafood items if you like seafood, but maybe not crawfish, as well as your typical kind of fair food favorites. So we have the chicken fingers and the hot dogs for the kids.
Great.
Or we even have barbecue. We have also ice cream. We have sweets. We have a little bit for everybody. So it's not just crawfish. It's not just seafood. You'll be able to find something if seafood and crawfish aren't your thing. And then a few years ago, we actually added arts and crafts vendors to this festival.
Oh, fun.
We took a page out of our seafood festival.
Yes.
That happens at the end of the year because we love supporting our local vendors, as well as we do have vendors that are traveling from all over the South that join us. And so we have about 60 arts and crafts vendors offering jewelry, paintings, photography, gourmet items, kids items, things like that. So you'll come out, you'll eat delicious food, drink delicious drinks, listen to some amazing live entertainment that we have officially booked everybody for live entertainment.
Oh, good. So, and that's like all day because you're there till 11. A lot of the festivals end kind of at sundown or 6 o'clock, but y'all are there till 11.
Yes,
I mean, this is a party.
We're keeping the party going. Yes. Crawfish and dancing. It is an all-day event. So come out. You can come out in the morning, have some lunch, go home, rest, come back at night, have some dinner listen to some music. It's an all-day affair. We'll be there. We have an amazing committee of over 85 people that help
really?
Us put it on. The Fiesta staff, there's 4 full-time staff members, but we obviously could not do it without our volunteers. So we have about 85 committee members.
Good grief. I have no idea.
Yes, that help with the actual event itself, the running the bars, running the sales booth, helping with the entertainment, the setup, the breakdown, the hospitality, anything like that, as well as over 300 volunteers that help throughout the weekend.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, is it too late for someone to volunteer if they wanted to?
It is not. Help? It is not. If you want to check out our website, fiestapensacola.org, there is a tab that says volunteer at the top. You can just fill out that form. To be a Fiesta Forces member, you do have to be over the age of 21 because there's alcohol involved with obviously working the beverage booths. But if you do have a high schooler or if you're under the age of 21 that is interested in volunteering, we also have a junior forces. So for the high school age, we can sign off on hours or anything like that. Or if you're in college and just not 21 yet and you want to enjoy and kind of check it out before you do turn 21, you're welcome to join us as well. You'll just be working more of like the sales booth side of things.
Yeah, well, I like the junior forces because right now it's really funny, but all the kids suddenly wake up and go, oh my gosh, I need those community service hours. It's the end of the year.
Yes.
So this is a good, fun way to get those.
Yes, we are happy to have you. We have, I believe, representation from almost every high school in Pensacola.
Neat.
Gulf Breeze, Pace, all the areas, surrounding areas. So we would love more though.
Yeah.
We are welcoming of everybody, but that is another form on our website, fiestapensacola.org, under the volunteer tab.
Very good. So this is so much fun and so exciting. We're talking with Margaret Ann West. She's with Fiesta Pensacola, all about the Crawfish Festival. That is coming up on April 25th, 26th, 27th. If you've got a question for her about Fiesta in general, or maybe a question about the Crawfish Festival specifically, you can text it into our Pep Talk text line at 850-437-1620. So again, the dates and the times one more time, and then we're going to take a little break here.
It's going to be Friday, April 25th, 26th, 27th, and we open Friday 11 to 11, Saturday 10 to 11, and Sunday 11 to 5.
Perfect. Okay, well, we're going to be back with Margaret Ann West to talk more about Fiesta Pensacola, Crawfish Festival, and I suspect a few other things that might be on the calendar.
For sure.
Okay, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and my expert this morning is Margaret Ann West with the Fiesta Pensacola, talking about the upcoming Crawfish Festival. So if someone just joined us, let's do the dates and the times again.
Let's do it. It is going to be the last weekend in April, so April 25th, 26th, and 27th. We're going to be in downtown Pensacola at Seville Square and Fountain Park. We're open Friday from 11 to 11, Saturday from 10 to 11, and Sunday from 11 to 5.
Oh boy, this is going to be a lot of fun. So in addition to massive quantities of crawfish.
Yes.
How many, do you know how much you guys bring in?
It's funny. We actually, fortunately, knock on wood, we get to bring in more every year because the community shows up and shows out for us. So I believe last year we had over 20,000 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know if you remember, but last year there was a crawfish shortage because of a drought or something.
Yeah, right. Every once in a while there's a hurricane or something like that too. So
we were very nervous there, but the stars aligned for us last year, and we were able to not only purchase 20,000 pounds, but also serve 20,000 pounds.
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
And it's a crazy amount of crawfish. There's an 18-wheeler that pulls up behind the festival. And
right.
An 18-wheeler cooler truck, which is awesome to think about in the first place. But then it's filled to the brim with sacks of crawfish.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's just wild.
Yes.
So my question is, I mean, this is just me not knowing, but where do you find 20,000 pounds of crawfish?
The great state of Louisiana, of course.
Are they just in the bayous?
Yes.
20 kabillion of them?
Yes, 20 kabillion. Yes, the exact number. Yes.
Oh, that's sort of a frightening. Yes. I may not go swimming over there. I don't know. There's some kind of a frightening.
They have crawfish fields.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the correct term. Bridget, correct me when I get to work. But crawfish fields.
Gotcha.
Where they make, breed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Crawfish.
I feel a little better about that.
Yes. Yes. No, there probably are crawfish swimming in the bayous, but in a situation like this, normally, it's just a field of them.
Okay. Well, I was just curious because I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So moving on from that topic, too, you've got a great lineup of entertainment.
Yes, we do. And I just pulled it up, so I'm not going to get it wrong.
Oh, good. Okay, so give us a sense of the schedule and who's coming.
We're very excited to have Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band coming back, as well as Dwayne Dupsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers, Paper Chase, Curly Taylor, Nashville South, Swampland Revival, Buku Groove, Heat and the Zydeco Gents, Tim Roberts, and the 9th Avenue Brass Band.
Ooh,
and
wow.
We're also super excited to be joined by the Gulf Breeze Jazz Band.
They're so good.
Yes, they are coming to the Gulf Breeze Middle School Jazz Band. They're coming to join us on Saturday as well. So,
how fun.
Yeah, so we're also able to support local.
Cool. Now, is there somewhere I can go to find out the times of all of these different bands and
yes,
the
you
lineup?
Can find them on our website, fiestapensacola.org, under the Crawfish Festival tab.
Okay, that sounds like a blast.
And Bridget just texted me, it's a crawfish pond, excuse me, not a field.
Oh, crawfish
obviously,
pond.
A field is grass.
Thank
so I'm
you
not
so
sure
much
that
for that
sense.
Update. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Margaret Ann West with Fiesta Pensacola about the upcoming Crawfish Festival. Got a question? I mean, I'm not afraid to ask the dumb questions. Where do you find all these crawfish? If you've got one or a comment or something you want to know about Fiesta, you can always text it in on our text line at 850-437-1620. So Crawfish Festival is not all that you do.
Correct.
Other things coming up we should know about?
Correct. So we just this past weekend had our Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, which was wonderful, our largest ever. So if you were able to join us, we appreciate you. We hope you had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But then also the Fiesta Celebration, that starts at the end of May. So it always starts the Wednesday after Memorial Day.
Oh, but you're right. It's right now. Okay.
Yes. It always kicks off the Wednesday after Memorial Day with our Fiesta Day celebration, which is at Seville Quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And then our Grand Fiesta Parade, which is that Friday, May 30th, downtown, the typical parade route.
Your calendars now.
Yes. We're working on some very exciting grand marshals. The crews are coming together. They're filling out their parade applications. It's going to be great. And it is a night parade. I know a lot of people get a little nervous about that summer parade in the summer heat, but it is a night parade, 7 p.m. So the sun will be almost down. If not already down.
Mm-hmm.
So you might even need a jacket, right?
Sure. Well, cool. You never know. In May, you can get a cool breeze off the Gulf.
Yes.
So.
And then our all crew ball is going to be that next week, Thursday, June 5th at Vinyl Music Hall. That's a new location for us this year that we're very excited about.
Very good.
And
then
later in the year, end of September, we have Pensacola Seafood Festival, also sponsored by the Ice Flyers.
Excellent. So if someone wanted to get involved in Fiesta, is it an invitation only thing? I know that there's a whole tradition. We have all of the kings and queens and so how does it work? How do you get involved if you wanted to?
So if you want to get involved, if you would like to be a sponsor, just reach out to the office because we get sponsors for all of our events. We have minor sponsorships, major sponsorships for all of our events, and we love working with local community partners. Or if you're just looking to kind of personally get involved, I would suggest going to our website and clicking that volunteer tab because our volunteers, our Fiesta Forces, is over 300, over 400, but we've had thousands over the past 76 years, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
So the best place to get involved would be volunteering with us. Meet people, kind of dip your toe in, see what you like. Do you like the festival atmosphere? Do you like the Fiesta atmosphere? Anything like that.
That sounds like so much fun. And also, you could also get involved with the crew because all the crews in town, there's so many.
Yes,
and they
there
all
are so
participate
many.
In the parades and all the different events,
yes,
right?
Definitely.
So that's another possibility.
Yes, that's another way to do it.
Okay. So again, we've got the Crawfish Festival that's coming up and it's at the end of April, 25th, 26th, 27th. So if I'm going to the Crawfish Festival, what should I wear? What do I do? Is there anything special about that?
A bib, maybe? Definitely be casual. We are down at the park. There's sidewalks. It's definitely a casual event, unless you want to get dressed up to come on a date night, maybe at the Crawfish
Festival.
Listen
to some music. Sure.
Yes. And I did want to make sure I mentioned that it is free before 3 on Friday. So if you do work downtown, or if you want to get the kids out of school, maybe, it is free before 3. And then our admission fees start at 3 p.m. on Friday, and that's $5 for an adult, $2 for a kid age 6 to 12, or children under 5. Under six are free.
Okay. Are pets allowed?
Unfortunately not. That is a city ordinance based on...
No, I just want to make sure we get that out there.
Yes, we are dog lovers and we hate that they can't join us, but due to it being a food festival...
Of course.
...and a city ordinance, we just want to make sure everybody's comfortable and
yes, so that's very good to know.
And then active duty military is free all day on Friday.
Oh, that's really nice.
Yes.
Okay.
So just make sure you bring your military ID, active duty military members, and you get in free on Friday.
And just so folks know, they do block some of the roads down there for the festival. So do you have any tips on parking?
Tips on parking.
Yes. Any ideas to help people? And also, is it handicapped accessible?
Yes. So we will have a handicap parking in the Bartram parking lot, which is right across right across Bayfront Parkway.
Good to know.
That is first come, first serve. There isn't an attendant or anything, but we will circle around just to make sure you are the appropriate passes or parking there. We want to make sure we have the parking available. The Jefferson Street parking deck is only a couple blocks away if you're looking for a deck type atmosphere. Or there's all the local parking lots that are around us. We have the commandancy lot reserved for our vendors, so that one will be closed for our vendors.
Gotcha.
But other than that, all of the lots should be open, but they are probably going to be charging, but that's not for the festival.
That's the typical situation. Okay.
Yes.
We're talking with Margaret and Wes with Fiesta Pensacola all about the upcoming Crawfish Festival. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back to give you a few more details and get it on your calendar now. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Margaret Ann West is here with Fiesta Pensacola. We are talking all about the crawfish, the mud bugs.
Yes, I wish I could do that. Where's Brent when you need him?
Yes, exactly. I could probably, but it might be too painful.
No, too painful
for everybody.
Maybe next time.
Next time, I'll practice. I'll get Brent to teach me.
Perfect.
Okay, so in case someone just joined us, we're talking about the Crawfish Festival. Let's go over the dates, the times, and all that good stuff again.
Yes, it is going to be last weekend in April 25th, 26th, 27th in Seville Square and Fountain Park. We're open Friday 11 to 11, Saturday 10 to 11, and Sunday 11 to 5. Over 20,000 pounds of crawfish, arts and crafts vendors, other food vendors. We're actually going to have a kids' tent this year with little take-home prizes for the kids. We're going to have the festival-famous Bayou Bloody Mary's back. We made over single-handedly, two of our amazing volunteers, Peter and Julie, single-handedly made over 1,000 Bloody Mary's last year.
Get out of here.
From scratch, in the moment. It's fantastic.
Wow.
They are delicious. So if Bloody Mary's are your thing, please come and check them out. If not, we have all sorts of other adult beverages as well as Coca-Cola products and Budweiser products. And we kind of have something for everybody. So if crawfish isn't your thing, come try something else.
There's so many things to do.
We just hope you can join us.
So now you do have some people that make this happen. You have some sponsors. So you said your title sponsor is?
Our title sponsor is Pensacola Ice Flyers. We are so grateful for them. They are a title sponsor for our crawfish and our seafood festivals.
And you said you did have some of the players try crawfish for the first time.
Yes, we did.
That's a couple weeks ago,
we had a test batch of crawfish with our Cordova Crawfish Company.
Oh my gosh, it was hilarious,
fantastic. Please check it out on our social media as well as the Pensacola Ice Flyers. I believe the Ice Flyers posted a blog about it
with
more pictures. It was hilarious. We are so grateful for them, and we could not do it without all of our sponsors as well as all of our volunteers.
Excellent. Okay, so where can I go to get all the info, the schedules, the times one more time?
You can check it out at fiestapensacola.org or on our social medias at Fiesta Pensacola on Facebook and Instagram.
Okay, great. So this is Margaret Ann West with Fiesta Pensacola talking about the Crawfish Festival that's coming up. Anything else we can talk about real quick here as we head out? We've only got about a minute left. Anything you haven't mentioned you want to mention about the event?
The live entertainment is back. It's amazing. The lineup is full. I know a few of you probably heard me mention it already, but we have Chubby Carrier. We have Dwayne Doopsie.
Cool.
We have Paper Chase. It's going to be great. We're going to be going all night till 11. So make sure you have your dancing shoes. Make sure you have your crawfish bib. There's something for everybody. Family friendly. Please come, bring the whole family, bring your neighborhood. It's going to be a great time.
Oh my gosh, Margaret Ann, you're just the best person to talk about this. You should see her face. I'm so excited right now. I might even try two crawfish this year.
Two crawfish. Oh my gosh, you heard it here first.
I know. I'm just like all excited about going and being a part of it because it is such a community event. 40 years.
40 years, yes.
I'm just blown away by that.
We're so grateful that we've been able to do it for 40 years, and we appreciate all of you for making it happen.
Awesome. All right, dear. Thank you so much for joining me on Pep Talk this morning. Again, you can rehear this broadcast on our podcast page, which is at newsradio923.com, and hear all about it again. Be sure and check it out, the dates, the times, one more time.
Friday, April 25th, Saturday, April 26th, Sunday, April 27th, 11 to 11 on Friday, 10 to 11 on Saturday, and 11 to 5 on Sunday in Seville Square and Fountain Park in downtown Pensacola.
You are awesome, Margaret Ann West with PS to Pensacola. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.